Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Seven and 13:30 KNSS Stephen, 10 of the morning now, 6:47 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita School Board approves a blended plan to send middle and high school students back to class.
Two.
Wichita City Council approves new partner for bike share program. Also approves phase two of the aquatics master plan.
One.
Negotiators inch closer to agreement on a pandemic relief package, but time is running out. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Once again this morning out there in the traffic in Wichita area, gasoline prices still not really changing much. We had a couple of stations jump their prices just a little bit, a couple of cents. Average price still around $1.92 a gallon or $1.93 a gallon. And I'm still seeing lower prices out there. $1.85 near 21st and Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and warmer with a 30% chance for rain today at the high of 63 degrees after yesterday's high of only 50. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 60. And then Thursday, sunny, breezy, and much warmer. Tomorrow's high, 83. Now a light rain, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour and 49 degrees. 6:49, Steve and Ted in the morning. If an effective coronavirus vaccine is unveiled, it will be easily distributed across the world.
Fox on Tech.
As the global race to find a coronavirus vaccine continues, getting it around the globe when it's ready won't be a problem.
It takes over 5,000 facilities, over 180,000 vehicles. It will take over 670 aircraft and over half a million highly dedicated team members around the world.
Richard Smith is president of the Americas region for FedEx Express and tells me FedEx will use new technology to track a potential vaccine package at every step of its journey.
We've made a number of investments in our monitoring and intervention capabilities, such as the service we just announced, SenseWear ID, which is a Bluetooth low energy chip or tag that goes on a package that can give you real-time information about that package's whereabouts.
FedEx has already been active during the pandemic, ensuring personal protective equipment, masks, and humanitarian aid have reached places hit by the virus. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly higher Tuesday as Wall Street welcomed a batch of solid earnings reports. Technology, communication, and financial stocks powered most of the gains. Traders bid up shares in several companies, including Procter & Gamble, Regions Financial, Albertsons, and Travelers. Others didn't fare as well. Netflix shares fell in after-hours trading after the streaming service reported third-quarter earnings and a tally of new subscribers that fell short of analysts' expectations. The S&P rose 16 points. The Dow gained 113, while the NASDAQ composite snapped a five-day losing streak, rising 37 points. Stephen Ted in the morning now on KNSS. How money managers may handle the election. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Hello. When you invest in a mutual fund or even an exchange-traded fund, you're hiring a money manager to invest your money in stocks and bonds that they believe will do well. Money managers have a vested interest, as the more money you make, the more money they make. Each manager will work within a sector of the economy. It may be general U.S.-based large company or small company stocks, or maybe more focused like technology, or maybe even real estate stocks. They use the research and tools that they have to pick the companies that they think will do well. The upcoming election factors into many of those managers' choices. Money managers are bracing for some uncertain election results. Troy Gajewski is a senior portfolio manager at SkyBridge Capital. He says that there's a 50% chance the election will be contested. We had one of those back in 2000 when the Supreme Court decided that George Bush would be president over Al Gore. That took until December 12th for America to know who the president would be. The S&P 500 ended that year down about 9%. If the election is contested, we may see some market swings just like then. The managing director of Drexian Management, Sylvia Jablonski, does not expect stability in the market until we absolutely know who accepts the election results. And she says that a contested race will bring volatility. Jablonski says that Trump's and Biden's proposals are not vastly different from the market's perspective. However, she believes that counting votes is going to be a bit of a disaster. There may be a lot of bluster about how the market will react under either candidate, but the bottom line is that in spite of policy and tax differences, neither is too extreme to either side. Many believe that it's the outcome of the accepting of the results of the election that is what may continue to roil the market. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Thank you, Don. Today is National Reptile Awareness Day. Created not only for reptile lovers to celebrate, but Reptile Awareness Day also promotes education, conservation, and appreciation for reptiles.
Ah!
It is a day to learn about their natural habitats and the ecological threats that they are facing. There are more than 10,000 species of reptiles. I did not know that. So what happens to a turtle or a frog in the wintertime? I've never figured that out. Do they just die, or what happens to them? Do they go? They don't hibernate like a bear will go into a den and go to sleep. I can't remember. I didn't. I took biology class. I took biology in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And a terrific lab partner named Bill Jones, who later became an orthopedic surgeon. So he knew about the. If Bill was here with, he could answer that for me. What happens to reptiles in the wintertime? Birds fly south, mammals hibernate. But what about your friendly neighborhood box turtle? Jed, do you know?
Yeah, turtles. Turtles do hibernate.
Kind of a sleep type of
Yes, they do. They remain more aware of their surroundings than other animals do when they just go to sleep for the whole time. So it's technically is and
so
isn't hibernation.
They're cold-blooded, so their body temperature has to drop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they slow down quite a bit. They don't do very much. They kind of go underground. They could remain underwater for long periods of time.
A little bit like some of our salespeople around here, then. All right.
Sure.
Thank you, folks. 6:54, Stephen Ted, coming up 7 o'clock this morning. A look at all the news for you this morning. Talks continue on pandemic relief package. We've got that story and more news coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.